MetaMask Money Account pays up to 4% on MUSD spends via the card. MetaMask has turned a stablecoin balance into a spending account. On July 8th, the wallet's official account confirmed the infrastructure behind Money Account, the product it launched on June 30th with Monad, Veda, and Stakehouse Financial. The account holds MUSD, MetaMask's dollar-denominated stablecoin, earns up to 4% variable APY from the moment funds land, and connects directly to the MetaMask card for spending at MasterCard's global merchant base. The pitch is that one balance does three jobs: earn, spend, and trade. Money Account sits inside the wallet most crypto users already have, and it stays self-custodial. The keys do not move to MetaMask or to a third party. One balance that earns and spends, the mechanic worth understanding, is that the yield and the spending run off the same pool of money. Funds parked in Money Account start accruing up to 4% APY immediately, and the same balance is what the MetaMask card draws from at checkout. There is no separate savings bucket to move money out of before you can pay. That closes a gap most yield products leave open. On a typical exchange, idle stablecoins earn in one place and card spending pulls from another, so cardholders either forfeit yield on their spending float or shuffle balances back and forth. Money Account keeps the dollar-pegged balance working right up to the moment it is spent. Built on Monad, fees sponsored. The account runs on Monad, an EVM-compatible chain built for sub-second finality and low transaction costs. MetaMask sponsors the network fees outright. Users pay no gas to earn, spend, or manage the balance. For a card product, that matters because on-chain top-ups and settlements normally carry gas costs that eat into small transactions. The yield itself comes from DeFi lending, not from MetaMask's own book. Vault infrastructure is built and operated by Veda, with risk curation by Stakehouse Financial, and deposits route into established lending markets. At launch, the vault allocates to Morpho, with Avi markets to follow. The 4% figure is variable and tracks lending market rates, so it will move rather than sit fixed. Self-custody as the differentiator. The clearest line MetaMask is drawing is against custodial yield accounts. When a balance earns interest on Coinbase or a similar venue, the user is a creditor of that platform, and an insolvency can freeze or wipe the balance. The FTX and Wirecard collapses are the standing precedent for that risk. Money Account keeps assets in a self-custodial account the user controls, with funds deployed through third-party smart contract vaults rather than held on MetaMask's balance sheet. That structure trades one risk for another. Instead of platform insolvency risk, holders take on smart contract risk in the underlying vaults and lending protocols. A bug or exploit in Morpho, Aave, or the Veda vault layer is the exposure here, and the yield is compensation for it. Anyone comparing this to a bank deposit should keep that distinction in view. The cardholder math for existing MetaMask card users. Money Account changes the funding math. The float you keep on the card to cover spending now earns up to 4% instead of sitting idle. And the same account links to MetaMask's swaps, perps, and prediction markets for anyone who trades. The product is available to MetaMask users globally in eligible jurisdictions, so exact availability depends on local rules for both the card and MUSD. The rate is the number to watch. A 4% variable yield is competitive with Coinbase One's recent USDC lending rate and with Uphold's flexible staking. But because it floats with lending market demand, it can compress. Treat the headline figure as a starting point, not a guarantee, and check the live rate before moving a large balance in.